The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. On the 28th day of March, 2018. Mikey, kill the music. God, you're just all... you're at loose ends today, aren't you? Now, normally you can do three things at one time. Now you can't do two. Are you okay? You on opioids? No, that's the problem. Oh, stop it. I like this. There are some people in California that have some good old-fashioned horse sense. In response to the California sanctuary law, and this actually comes out of the Orange County Register, just so you know, Orange County Sheriff makes public inmates release dates known. The Orange County Sheriff's Department, whose leadership opposes a new California sanctuary law that limits cooperation with federal immigration officials, announced Monday that it is now providing public information on when inmates are released from custody. As of Monday, March 26, an existing Who's in Jail online database includes the date and the time of the inmate's release, a move agency officials say will enhance communication with its law enforcement partners. The release date information applies to all inmates, not just those who are suspected of being in the country illegally. But the goal is to assist agents with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, as they're better known. This is a response to SB 54, limiting our ability to communicate with federal authorities and our concern that criminals are being released to the street when there's another avenue to safeguard the community by handing them over to ICE for potential deportation, Orange County Undersheriff Dan Barnes proclaims. Orange County officials did not confer with ICE before making the change, he said. ICE spokeswoman Lori Haley wrote in an email late Monday that she would not comment beyond what the sheriff has said. Why would they have to? They just have to show up. The new state law, dubbed California's Values Act, has recently seen a backlash for some Orange County communities. The city council in Los Alamitos voted last week on an ordinance to exempt the city and northern Orange County from the state law. A few other Orange County cities are considering resolutions and other moves to voice their opposition to the law. Way to go, California. About damn time somebody stands up in the land of the fruits, nuts, and the flakes. The Yorba Linda City Council, for example, agreed to file an amicus brief to a lawsuit filed by the Trump administration against California and immigration-related laws the federal government alleges are unconstitutional. And on Tuesday, just yesterday, March 27th, the Orange County Board of Supervisors is scheduled to consider a range of possible actions, from a resolution to pursuing litigations against the state. Annie Lay, co-director of the Immigrants Rights Clinic at UC Irvine, said the sheriff's new policy is part of a movement in Orange County to either undermine or get around the spirit of SB 54. Duh. Really? The California Values Act already allows communication between local and federal agencies about release dates of those convicted of enumerated crimes who may be eligible for deportation. This change in policy is basically affecting everybody else who doesn't have a serious criminal history under SB 54, according to her. Sheriff's deputies, however, will not be able to assist in an actual transfer to ICE agents under the state law. Now, the release information via a long list of names in alphabetical order is now available for anybody to view at oscd.org. Do I have Chrissy? Chris! Mr. Hinckley!
John.
Boy.
Hey, John.
You sound like you're sitting right next to me. That's a good connection.
Yeah. It's good stuff. And I'm a celebrity. I'm on with you and all the cool people. Steve Elkins, Robert Ravel. What a day.
I'm telling you. I'm waiting for all the rest of the hosts to call in today, too, as well. I'm surprised at the amount of people that actually listen to my show on this network. It still amazes me.
Well, it doesn't amaze me. It's, you know, I saw a news article, I can't remember where it was. It was today, I think, about how there's kind of a mass exodus away from legacy media. So maybe the Drudge prediction from 20 years ago is starting to finally come true.
And what is that? What's that exactly?
Matt Drudge. Back during the, the blue dress days, said that legacy media was dead, and so he was just telling the mainstream media basically that their days were numbered.
Well, yeah, but they're evidently still effective enough to at least. How should we say? Let me see. What were the Congress critters accusing possible soldiers coming back from the Middle East of being radicalized? And you know, when I heard that, Chris, I'm thinking to myself, you know, what is the press doing now? What is the Zionist-controlled media in this country doing right now? They're exciting and they're agitating. Mm-hmm. They're putting out false narratives. They themselves are almost half of the well-oiled machine of propaganda and fake protest.
Undoubtedly. I mean, it all goes together with the, you know, crowds on demand stuff. And one of the things I've been trying to focus on my broadcast the last week or two, especially with what happened last Saturday, is the subject of color revolution and how important, I guess, the mainstream press is to promote a certain narrative or, you know, I guess amplify a certain message in this case. And I'm thoroughly convinced that, you know, I mean, what we saw on Saturday is part of textbook color revolution. And I think the world is watching, saying, oh, we've seen that before. You know, it's the Russian joke that they say, you know why there are never any color revolutions in America? Because there's no U.S. embassy. So I think that when I think about the press, a curious sort of harbinger to your point, I guess, is that in this technocratic age, because, you know, in his talk with Tyler Cohen at the Mercatus Center, Peter Thiel, conversation with Tyler Cohen, that talk that he had, that Breitbart wrote an article about Washington Post, everybody said, you know, Peter Thiel says we live in a dictatorship or an oligarchy. Back March 31st, 2015, he said to call America a democracy or a constitutional republic is misleading, and he said America is dominated by these technocratic agencies. And, you know, Peter Thiel, Bilderberg steering committee member, presidential advisor, et cetera, et cetera. I think that was a pretty provocatively candid remark. And so the point is, with in a technocratic age, with all of these other industries being affected by technocracy, and, you know, along with that, technology automating everything, getting rid of jobs and stuff, somehow the media, the mainstream press, is one of those peculiar operations that doesn't seem to be impacted by that, even though, I mean, you are a subject matter expert. We could ask you, what do you think? Is, I mean, are advertising revenues up? Are, you know, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
you watch the commercials on CNN or MSNBC or Fox or any of the major networks. Their commercials are crap too. They're not making any money. So yeah, how are they able to maintain this massive presence? The only way it makes sense.
And here, you know, I smell a rat as well. Now, we watch Clear Channel and Cumulus as well. File bankruptcy. Well,
right.
Clear Channel had enough, at least, influence and assets left out there, even though they were absolutely choking in debt to the tune of $20 billion. They were still the biggest functioning radio network in this country. And I know exactly. They redid the thing. They made changes. They've slimmed down. They've done all of that. And they couldn't get anywhere. And it was for the very simple fact that the majority of their profits come from advertising. You know, and I kept telling people, you know, hey, did you hear about the latest network that went under? You know, and I'm sounding the clarion call here, and it took a lot of people a long time to snap to the message, is that we are not going to be around if we're not listener supported. It's as simple as that. I don't have a money tree. I can't pull dollar bills out of my backside. You know, we live in a world that if you have service and you don't pay for it, they cut your water off. It's as simple as that. And so I sit and I watch this, and I'm wondering, Chris, where's the funding? Is there backdoor funding to MSNBC, to CNN? I mean,
absolutely.
I'm not seeing their overly paid mouthpieces saying, oh, you know, the network's in a little financial straits, so I think I'll give half of my contract back to them. They're not doing that. So where the hell are they getting their money?
Well, I would submit that it's a rhetorical question. At this point, after the changes to the 2012 National Defense Authorization Act that included the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act now, that legalizes propaganda as long as it pings back from the other side of the pond, because, you know, we can't be responsible for what happens over social media. So with that, it also now we're basically appropriating funds to propagandize ourselves. And I keep talking about, you know, almost immediately after that change happened, you know, we started sounding the alarm and saying this means that the CIA can legally, so to speak, propagandize American people now. And in 2013, almost right after that, even PBS ran a story about how the Pentagon was paying the NFL to play the national anthem, millions of dollars. And so I suspect that basically in simple terms, the CIA is propping up its megaphone, the mainstream press, and it has to maintain that bigness, because if the mainstream press scales down, like, I mean, you look at all of these alternative news outlets, they're, I think, having the same challenges. And so every organization is shrinking because of technocracy, and yet mainstream press not, because it has to, in Marshall McLuhan, medium is the message, fashion, maintain that bigness so that it equates to legitimacy and, you know, all of that in people's minds.
Yeah.
Because if CNN shrinks down to the size of, I don't know, Axios or The Intercept or something, then they're not legit.
Yeah. Well, I have never, Chris, in my entire life, I've never seen just this vitriol, this just, you know, who is the left calling Donald Trump and all the conservatives, you know, hateful, you know, disrespectful, they're all bigots or they're all closet black haters or what, they're all, and I'm looking at what's going on. I mean, have you guys noticed? Do you see what you guys are putting out? They have no respect for anybody or anything. And yeah. And any of the these guys, especially this kid, this hog kid that they brought up, you know, yesterday I couldn't even play the video because it was profanity laced, but he was calling his parents old fools and you yep. can't even use it. I mean, this. Yeah.
You don't know how democracy works? Here, give me that. This is how it works.
Yeah, I mean, the disrespect these people that have, and then they go marching on Washington, D.C., and where all their protest signs end up, all over the place. Yeah. They trash the damn city.
Yep.
You know, who are these people? Who do they think that they are that they can't demonstrate? They can't demonstrate, Chris, who they are by their own actions. I'm supposed to listen to their endless... meaningless words.
And it just keeps getting better and better. New York Post ran an article today by Tamar Lappin titled David Hogg Having Trouble Getting Into College After High School. So the entire University of California school system, UCLA, UCSD, UCSB, UC Irvine, rejected his application. And you know, he kind of talks about that.
Rejected him. Why? Because of his grades or his political position?
Well, the word is that he has a 4.2 GPA, which I, you know, whatever. And I find that hard to believe.
Whoa. How do you have a 4.2 grade point average? I'm sorry, Mike? What credit? Advanced placement credit? It's a college credit. Okay, I didn't know that you could be 105%. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, you know, folks that have followed this story, you know, getting kind of back, I guess, to maybe what Robert was saying and some other stuff. You know, if you folks have read David Hogg's Reddit threads, DavisGreen111, they'll know that, you know, this kid on Adderall that has trouble with SAT scores and things probably sounds like a college washout, but
I'd say at the very least, Chris, he has anger issues.
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, no doubt about it. And so, you know, to that point, I've been saying, if we're going to get rid of guns, we should get them away from David Hogg first. So, you know, your house first, David.
Go ahead.
End of the New York Times article closes with a quote from David Hogg. It says, at this point, I'm probably going to take a gap year, and I'm sure I'll eventually find the right place for me, he told Axios. Right now, I'm more focused on changing the world and the future of America.
Wow. As if it isn't degraded enough. What great plans do you have?
Exactly.
Yeah. And here's the problem. They're not taking the responsibility for themselves, because where's the degradation coming from? Whoops.
Yeah,
you know, it isn't some white farmer out in Nebraska, you know, that owns an AR-15 is damaging the country. It is your rhetoric. It's your refusal to recognize the constitutional republic. You're screaming about stuff that, if you understood our form of government, that you know that most of the solutions to our problems lie within that constitution. So after you get done demeaning and, oh, you're just a bunch of corporatists or you're this or you're that, you know, if they would listen to what the right is saying and really have a clue as to what they're really saying, it would, in many instances, dovetail with their interests as well. But that's not what this is about. This is about making a change in America's future, and we're the new tribe and we're taking over regardless of what you believe or what the law is. Yep. Chris, hang on one second. I've got to take this break. Hang on a minute. All right. We're going to the end of the line.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When was that song done, Mike? 20 years ago? 25 years ago? How prophetic. Chris, you sent over a video, how to build U.S.-Israel coordination on preventing an Iran nuclear breakout.
Yeah.
And you wanted me to play this specifically for?
Yeah, the 1 minute 15, or the 1 hour 15 minute 15 second mark. Is the beginning of the 1 minute 10 second clip where Patrick Claussen gives the shockingly candid admission to what you were pointing out. You know, Patrick Claussen, a foreign policy expert at the Washington Institute, he's the director of research and head of the Iran Security Initiative. Anyway, he says what you're saying about, you know, we, you know, when we want to go. The John Boltons want to go blow something up or whatever, the Paul Wolfowitz, Donnie Rumsfeld or whatever. We just make something happen. And so he goes through every historical event, you know, going back to Lincoln, basically every major conflict, and says, you know, if we – well, you should just play the clip.
Well, I'm just going to say, let me play the clip. All right. This is Patrick Claussen at the WashingtonInstitute.org. For Near East policy, we got our think tanks.
Yeah, I guess the only thing I would add.
I'm going to ask for questions. Walt Slocum on the center left there.
That's not 115, is it? 115.15?
I got 115. What? Go ahead, play it.
I frankly think that crisis initiation is really tough.
Jeez.
And it's very hard for me to see how the United States president can get us to war with Iran. Which leads me to conclude that if, in fact, compromise is not coming, that the traditional way of America gets to war is what would be best for U.S. interests. Some people might think that Mr. Roosevelt wanted to get us into World War II, as David mentioned. You may recall we had to wait for Pearl Harbor. Some people might think Mr. Wilson wanted to get us into World War I. You may recall he had to wait for the Lusitania episode. Some people might think that Mr. Johnson wanted to send troops to Vietnam. You may recall he had to wait for the Gulf of Tonkin episode. We didn't go to war with Spain until the until the Maine exploded. And may I point out that Mr. Lincoln did not feel he could call out the Federal Army until Fort Sumter was attacked, which is why he ordered the commander at Fort Sumter to do exactly that thing which the South Carolinians had said would cause an attack. So if, in fact, the Iranians aren't going to compromise, it would be best if somebody else started the war.
Namely, who? The Israelis?
Or, you know, yeah.
Or,
isn't that something?
Or John Bolton just cooking something up?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. You know, and Chris, I could...
That was...
What?
That was 2012. I mean, you know, it's not news. Aaron and Melissa Dykes did a video on that a few months back, I think. And, you know, it comes up every once in a while, but I just think that's shocking.
Are you in contact with Aaron and Melissa?
No.
Okay. Because they live about 10 miles from me, and they won't respond to anybody at this network. Now, they were Alex Jones groupies before.
Right.
And they're no longer buds and pals, because eventually everybody gets sick of Alex and his tactics and what he does.
Yeah.
But they are staying away from everybody.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I've reached out to him, and I haven't had a response either. So
yeah, that's rather strange. All right, well, Chris, I greatly appreciate it, my friend, and I appreciate. When is your show on?
9 to 11 Mountain, 12 to, what is that, 10 to 12 Central, a.m. Monday through Friday.
There you go.
The only thing I would add to Richard Patrick Lawson's words are two things. I would add. When he says Iran, when people are listening, you know, if we can't get to war with Iran, we can't provoke them enough. You know, we can substitute legitimately any other nation, territory, people group anywhere on Earth or maybe even Mars for Iran, obviously. And then, you know, Richard Sakwa's words come to mind in Frontline Ukraine, his book. He wrote that NATO exists to manage the threats created by its existence. And I would say, all these other groups, the CIA, the FBI, the Pentagon, you know, Joint Chiefs of Staff, same thing.
You know, I've been watching Syria very closely, and I've been watching how Assad has been conducting his affairs. I've watched what the Russians have been doing at the request of Assad. Assad didn't request U.S. troops on his soil. Yep. We're the uninvited there. And I have been absolutely fascinated by Assad's approach and his tolerance to what has been going on over there. Because, you know, I mean, supposedly Russia's the big bad boogeyman, and they're not what they seem to be, and they meddle in our elections, and they do this and they do that. For these troops to be in such close proximity and nothing serious enough has happened that they start shooting at each other. They have run out of options in Syria. Assad's only goal was to get the ISIS-backed, U.S.-backed ISIS people the heck out of there. Hang on a second, Chris. Let me take this break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website Angioprim.com.
Lord, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore.
As I was saying before we were interrupted by this crash commercialism. What commercials? We don't have commercials. I was saying before the break of what Assad has done and how he's maintained. Now, here is, according to the neocons and the chicken hawk, war hawks, whatever you want to call them, give them a name. This guy was elected by his people by a margin of 86% of the people in Syria. They wanted him as president. Okay. The people of a sovereign nation have spoken. They have voted this guy in twice. Now he's got a problem because he's on that hit list of seven countries that have got to be toppled and rebuilt in the image of, or at least conducively to Israel.
Odeyanon.
Yeah, and I've watched this, and I've watched how this man has conducted himself, and he is very close to eliminating the ISIS-backed fighters by the United States, funded and trained. Any kind of propaganda they can put out there, oh, Assad is gassing his own people. No, he is not. And none of this propaganda, and he's not got off of his mission, and that's to eliminate the people that are trying to tear down his government, along with the help of Russia. And I am further amazed that a shooting war hasn't broken out between U.S. and Russian forces for the invited and uninvited. And I'm just... This guy, I would consider to be a world-class statesman for.
I would agree.
You know, but here we are. And has everybody gone stupid, or are they just not able to have their voices heard, that we see what's going on and we know?
It's pretty remarkable. I think the American public is pretty dumbed down to the point that they don't, you know, they wouldn't know it if they saw it, even when they do. But the world, I think, knows. It's interesting that in the last 2 months, while we've been marinating in what I'm just going to call color revolution after Parkland, RT has been running stories about false flag or staged chemical attacks. And one of the YouTube videos is titled U.S. Training Syria Militants for False Flag Chemical Attack as Basis for Airstrikes, Russia MOD. And in that video, I think that's the one where they quote Mad Dog Mattis saying, you know, there's no evidence that Assad gassed his own people. They're talking about, you know, a lot of like 40 drums full of chlorine and detonators disguised as cigarette packs. The attack will be blamed on the Syrian government, using it as an excuse and pretext for U.S. and allies. And then France was saying right around the same time that I think like the day before that video came out, France was saying, you know, if Assad gasses his own people again, we're going to attack. And in that video, to your point, Sergei Lavrov is quoted saying the Syrian conflict is beginning to look less like a proxy war than a direct confrontation.
Any thoughts here on, and I see a lot of stuff being stirred here by QAnon.
Yeah.
I just got an email here. If I remember correctly, it was Q that first came out with a story that members of the deep state were to be arrested. Hillary and others were wearing ankle bracelets. Now, supposedly Q was just a psyop, or at least certain versions, and I'm not sure what this means for the original story. The man says, I'm a bit confused about this. It's my understanding from this that the original Q was considered a legitimate insider, while later it was compromised and offering clearly bogus info. John says, but I'm not yet clear about whether or not the original story had any merit. Perhaps I need to listen again. What do you make out of this? Do you have an opinion?
Yeah, I agree with what you said. I think at the end of the first hour, I want to say that, you know, the assessment that it's a limited hangout with a little bit of enough truth to kind of lead people on, but lots of misdirection and plenty of rabbit holes to dive down.
You know, 18,000 indictments are supposed to be out there. When I just read that the 18,000 indictments came from a legal Beagle Eagle group out of New York that claimed that 18,000 indictments were there. And I had Mike Herzog telling me, he said, you know, those are real. So Michael, I said, we need to vet this out. So Friday, folks, here we're going to dive down this rabbit hole. So Friday, Mike is going to come up on air and we're going to discuss this. And I'm seeing Betty Bleck coming out. Have you gotten emails from her?
No.
Okay.
Not to my knowledge.
All right. Well, if I can pull up the clip here real quickly. I wanted to get your take on this, because now I'm seeing a group coming out and calling the kettle black, and I'm listening to them, and I'm listening to their content, I'm listening to their delivery, I'm listening very closely to them, but I'm not hearing anything that I would say, okay, these people are watching the hen house, okay, I believe what they're saying. I'm just... American Intelligence Q. Now, this is the email I got from Betty, and I'm going to play this.
Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media, where we're throwing truth bombs all over the internet. And
called the American Intelligence Media.
Went into the Q court. Was watching Lionel this morning, and he did a great job. I think I see him as a, kind of like the sports announcer, where he comes out and the bells ring, and he says, okay, over here in the right corner over here, we have Jerome Corsi, author of 25 books, leader of the conspiracy thoughts for InfoWars, and translator of the current Q. Of course, not the original Q. And then over here in this corner, we have Thomas Paine, former NSA, Jesuit, author himself of 13 books, and in direct contact with the original Q because he and Betsy figured out the test, passed it, and got into the doors. Thomas, are you going to be throwing any more truth bombs out today?
All I can say is the cappuccino machine is not working, and this early in the morning, Betsy. Come on, these wars have woken me up repeatedly. Now, what I'm going to say, because yes, it's one person goes out there, even when it's a tag team, and they're out there in the ring by themselves. But there's no war between Jerome Corsi and I. That's imaginary. I red-pilled him because I was red-pilled. What can I say? I had already given my opinion about Q and had already pointed all these things out. Why didn't the war start then? Why didn't everybody react then? I don't know much about Q. I looked at it. I knew what it was in the beginning. I was able to read it. Sometime in October and all the way through then November, there was a war going on. Anyone could have seen that. As Dr. Jerome Corsi or anyone else, SGT or anybody else, please address that question if you think that we are so crazy. Or that in any way that we are wrong or misrepresenting or lying. I would rather...
It was cyber warfare. They took over those networks.
Well, it was... Jerome Corsi quotes some numbers. We have the people... We can't print this for you, but let me tell you what we have. The first contact with Q was the person who owned those sites, who created them, had the... All the statistics, gave it to us, we ran it through, it was true. This is the person who hosted it. That is not the person we call the Q Collective, the original Q, and that is not who took over after the war in October and November. Now, today, Betsy's posting just a beginning of Q responding, saying, no, here's the proof. Look here. Plus, remember, the Q Collective is now going to lead you somewhere. Pay attention. We didn't pay attention. When we did, we answered the riddle. We got through the door. But they had already watched us. And so if you look at the Q Collective's original, the original Q, we say there's Q1, Q2, Q Garbage, which
is all the other Qs.
All the other Qs, but Q2, Q Squared, Q Cubed, Q whatever. You know how many Qs have contacted us?
But let's not talk about those. Let's just talk about the original and the ones that took over.
You were contacted by so many Qs. I was so tired of bringing in the geniuses to look at the secure communications from these people to say that they're Q and go, look at it and go, whoa, these were the originators of the site. These people are telling the truth, but they have nothing to say now except that they were taken over. But anybody can see they were taken over. Look at the argument that happened. Look at the style that changed. Look how the numerology and the cryptology.
All right. That's 34 minutes long, but...
Yeah.
My question is who is the American intelligence media? Who is Betty Blecki? And to be honest with you, this Betty Blecki, I would get emails from her, and I would look at them and go, what in the hell is this? Now, Chris, I've been around long enough. I've seen a little bit of everything, and I will pay attention. But the older I get... I learned to lean more on my experience and, how should I say, my gut instinct.
Yeah.
And it just got worse and worse with this Betty Blecki. Now I'm getting stuff from her from the American intelligence media, and I don't even know if this Betty Blecki is part of the AIM, AIM, or who she is. But I remember looking at her emails that she'd send to me, and I'd think to myself, who the heck is this crackpot?
Yeah.
Now, there seems to be a great interest. There are some out there that can't be dissuaded from our job. Our job here at this network, job one, we are a consortium of people from different walks of life, different age groups, different experiences. But we're based on law, the Constitution, knowing that this country is a republic. And we pretty much, from host to host, have a pretty good handle as to whom is zooming whom and the reasons why. Yeah. And it almost seems to me, Chris, that these guys want to start a catfight within what is left of the people that were smart enough and know how to ride out the storm. because our job hasn't even started yet. We're still in the exposing stage. We're not into the trial stage. Let's, you know, hang them or send them to jail or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I agree with your assessment. And, you know, as I listen to that, like whenever I have listened to the scant little of that stuff that I have, it always reminds me of Satoshi Nakamoto. Who is Kaiser Soze? You know, Satoshi Nakamoto and the whole Bitcoin discussion. It was created by nobody and used by the, you know, crime syndicate, drug trade. And now it's legitimate. And who is Satoshi Nakamoto? So I always say, who is Kaiser Soze? So who is Q? Same non-question, same non-answer.
Well, and I have always been wary of the whistleblowers. Now, you and I, Chris, pretty much know what happens to somebody that's got information that's dangerous, that could get impeachment proceedings going or arrest warrants issued, arrests made, jail time, conviction, that kind of thing. And I'm always very, very wary of whistleblowers that come out. And I had one on, Mikey, what was his name that I had on? What's that? Snodgrass. That's right, Snodgrass. That made the claim that he was the one that was targeted. He was picked, handpicked, to blow up the Oklahoma City bombing or the Oklahoma City Murrah building. Let me think about what I'm saying here. And that he was going to be paid $500,000, and when the job was done, he was going to get $500,000 more. He says, now, I have a modicum of respect for the country, and I'm not going to blow up U.S. assets. And he came on the air. I had him on for, what, 2 hours, Mike? And I said, you know, I'd really like to get you back. I'd like to schedule out for Friday. And he said, well, we'll see how it goes. Just contact me. The guy will not return an email. He will not return a phone call. Now, he made some pretty serious charges. And it is not that I don't disbelieve what he was saying. I have to take him at face value because I did not operate in his circles. I didn't have a corroborating witness to who this guy was and whether he was contacted to do or not do. But I am really seriously, I'm concerned that this guy will not return an email or a phone call to come back up on this program. Now, what am I supposed to do at this point? Accept everything that he said at face value, and yeah, that's the absolute truth? Because if you're, and he told me on the phone, he said, look, I've done some pretty dastardly things. This is my way to pay back. You know, he admitted with the women and the sports cars and the murdering of other people in other countries and the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
So being 61 years old, he said, you know, this is my way to pay back. Well, the only thing he did with me in my world is he's left me hanging. Will not respond back. And I don't know if he's done any more programs since he's been on this network. But the point of it is that this whistleblowing stuff, I'm looking with a very jaundiced eye, and maybe this is part of the program. I'm looking at these whistleblowers with a very jaundiced eye. I don't know. I just... my spidey sense is going off and telling me something is wrong here.
Yeah, I would agree. Because like you said, you know, if you are a whistleblower or a leaker, and, you know, I've thought the same thing about some folks. You know, everybody talks about Edward Snowden, for example, and you read the story about Julian Assange earlier. Yeah. I've thought, you know, John Kiriakou is a guy who strikes me curious in the same fashion because, like you said, I mean, whistleblowers and journalists who really say something, you know, their car blows up 4 seconds before they crash and the engine ends up 200 feet behind their crash and or something like that.
Yeah.
Or they, you know, their car explodes, car bomb, and, you know,
look
outside their
let me put it to you this way.
Home or something.
If they want to get to you, they're going to get to you.
If they
want you gone, you will be gone. You know, if you've got an email address, if you've got a phone number, if you've got an address, if you've got anything like that, they're going to know exactly where you are.
Yep.
I mean, there's no two ways about that. And if you present a real threat to them, they will make you go away. It's as simple as that. All right. Hey, Chris, I appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
I enjoy your program. You're one of these, and this is what we need more in this world today. Some strong, objective thinking without going over the top, just wading through this swamp like the rest of us have to do here, but doing it in a manner that's, I won't say low-keyed, but logical, and the approach to it in a calm manner. And you, my friend, you do that exactly.
I try. You know, it's, you know, listening to the paint dry sometimes is informative, so.
By the way, that never upset you when I said that, did it?
No.
Good. Uh-uh. Good. All right.
No, I resemble that remark.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Thank you very much. Take the break here. I got another call online. No? So yeah, pick up the receiver and then you hang it up. And oh, they just want to talk to you. They don't want to talk to me. Do you have a show on the side or something? No? Okay, we'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Thank you for that, Steve. Cody Snodgrass is still around 3 weeks ago when Steve sent me a video. So, okay. Tony in Texas. Hello, Tony.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good, sir.
Excellent. We've had some great conversations, and you know, your network is absolutely brilliant. I'm really appreciative of what you do. And
I hear a butt in there someplace, though.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Go ahead.
It's going to be a butt, and here comes the butt.
Okay.
And that's why I listen to your network, because you will listen to the butt. And that's brilliant. What I'm going to say is there are some very alternative media on social networks, on, and QAnon, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening is there's a tumultuous work in effort to bring out a lot of information that a lot of people are actually not really getting, but they are. And your network is at the forefront of doing this, and I'm so appreciative of it. But there are a lot of different alternative, if I can say it this way, media outlets on YouTube and other platforms that are saying the same thing that help you and your network be successful. And I would be glad to, with your permission, send to you through your email some of these people that are doing this work.
Absolutely. You know my email, johnstatmiller@hotmail.com. It hasn't changed in 20 years.
Absolutely, I do. And with your permission, I'd like to send it to you, because we have to make our voice loud and clear. And that's what RBN is all about. That's why I listen to it. That's why my wife has supported it. And I just love what you're doing. I'm so proud of you, and I'm going to send you some links, if with your permission, about all of the people that I have researched, and it's all about the research, and that's what we need to do, is research. And thank you, John Stadtmiller, for everything that you have done, everything that you continue to do, and we are with you.
I appreciate the sentiments, Tony. I really do. I know this. We're in a lot of trouble. We've talked about the problems. We have identified many of the problems. What we need to do is start getting into that solution stage, because, you know, we can bump our gums to death. But at least there's one network left that is still bumping its gums that hasn't been compromised.
And that's Republic Broadcast Network.
There you go. All right, Tony, thanks again, my friend.
Sure.
All right.
Thanks, my friend.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for being here today. It's kind of a disjointed kind of a day. It's kind of a strange day. At any rate, I appreciate you being here. Folks, pay attention to what FrontSight is doing. Yes, it is real. $25,000 membership for a donation of $500 to RBN. And thank you very much, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, for making that possible. And Dan Sutterfield bringing it to us. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.